said, well, if there's a God, why is there so much evil in the earth? Why doesn't he come and stop the evil? If you just Google the definition of absolute zero, you'll find that absolute zero can never actually be accomplished. It gets close, but to have absolute zero, the coldness has to be so cold that the particles that generate energy, which generates heat, stand still. So, absolute cold is the absence of heat. Likewise, absolute darkness is the absence of light. And light comes from the source, and the source is the Creator. There, the miracles of what's inside our bodies are just phenomenal. And there's no way that we could ever replicate. We can create an artificial heart, we can create artificial limbs, we can create a lot of artificial stuff. But no one has ever been able to take a seed, a very simple seed, and put it in the ground and make it grow, except the Creator. So when I read this passage in Colossians, it says, he rescued us from the control of darkness and transferred us into the kingdom of the Son he loves. The Son represents the light. He represents eternal light. He set us free through the Son and forgave our sins. We were totally lost, and we were never going to recover from our original sin until we had some reconciliation through Jesus. He said the Son is the image of the invisible God, the one who is first over all creation. First over all creation. So when we go through this day-to-day life and we wonder what's happening next, I absolutely believe without a shadow of a doubt in divine guidance. We don't just happen. We were created. And we were created to serve the Creator. And if we don't serve the Creator by going out and sharing the most precious gift of all, the gift of eternal salvation, we're falling short of our duties. Jesus is hanging on the cross, and he's yet to give up on that last person. That last person is hanging on the cross with him. Everyone else is persecuting him. Everyone else is condemning him and making a mockery of him, but the one person on the cross beside him is saying, forgive me, Father. Will you accept me into the kingdom of heaven? And he did. Never give up on a single soul. Never give up on a single person. There's one more person out there. There's one more person out there that wants to have a better relationship and wants to receive the gift of eternal salvation. There's so many people that don't know the significance of the cross. Christ died for our sins, but Christ lives again in our hearts.
Amen.
Let us pray.